Today, our time in Advent is more than half over. Over the last 2 weeks, we have been reflecting on the hope and the joy which come into our lives through our faith in Jesus as part of our Advent homily series entitled, A Light Shines in Darkness. Jesus is the light shining in the darkness of our lives. We remember that we are a people who walk in darkness, in whatever form that darkness takes. But the light of Jesus has shone on us, just like the prophet Isaiah promised, the words that we will hear at Christmas from the prophet, that a light has shone in our world. On the first Sunday of Advent, we reflected on the theological virtue of hope. Hope is given to us at our baptisms, and it allows us to trust in the promises of God and in his faithfulness to us. Hope is something that is given to us, but we have to care for it. We have to enkindle it so that it is alive and well within us. Last Sunday, we talked about joy, not the emotion of joy, but rather the joy that comes from knowing that God loves me. True joy is knowing that I am a child of God and that he loves me in a personal way. Joy is knowing that Jesus lived and died and rose from the dead for me, that my life is that important to God. Joy as a feeling or an emotion can come and go from life, but joy as confidence in God's love for me is life-sustaining and is life-transforming. Today, we are reflecting on peace. And peace is something that always seems to be elusive. We pray for peace in our world, yet there is still war and violence. We pray for peace in our families, but there always seems to be difficulty and tension. We often think of peace as the absence of something, the absence of war, the absence of conflict, the absence of violence. But is peace simply an absence of something bad or the presence of something good? And I would say that true peace is the presence of something good because true peace comes from God. True peace comes from being in right relationship with God. And that is truly a good thing. In the gospel we just heard for this third Sunday of Advent, John the Baptist is again the central figure. John was in prison for speaking the truth to the authorities of his day. And from his prison cell, John sends a message to Jesus through John's disciples. He says, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Last Sunday, we heard about how John was a great, bold voice proclaiming the coming of the Messiah out in the desert. And now today, it sounds as if this voice is quivering, as if this voice is doubting. Is John doubting? It may seem so. But John wants his disciples to hear the answer that Jesus gives to this question. Jesus, notice how he answers the question. He takes the words of the prophet Isaiah that we heard in the first reading today, and he applies them to himself. Isaiah says that when God comes to his people, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will leap with joy. And Jesus says, "Tell John what you have seen. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame leap." Jesus is telling them that those prophecies of Isaiah are fulfilled in him, that God has indeed come to his people. Then Jesus, speaking to the crowd, says, "What did you go to the desert to see?" When we are presented with the good news of God's love, of his coming kingdom, of the relationship that he holds out to us through Jesus, we might hesitate to act on it. But Jesus asks us that same question: what else do you expect to see? This is a call for a response from us. The response is a willingness to get rid from our lives anything that is not of God, and to begin living in right relationship with him. Being in right relationship with God, as I said, is true peace. That is the peace that we desire. Because surely peace isn't just an absence, but rather a presence. The presence of God and that relationship that we have with him. The peace that that relationship with God brings to our lives is a light shining in the darkness. So we might ask ourselves today, how do we live in right relationship with God? One of the ways that we live in right relationship with God is by living in right relationship with our brothers and sisters. Jesus says that John the Baptist is the greatest born of women, but the least in the kingdom is greater than he. We have to show concern for the least, and whatever form that least may take. Surely it takes the form of material poverty, people who don't have the basics of life. And during this time of Advent and Christmas, we pay special attention to that, and that's a good thing. And perhaps that might be a way you can live in right relationship with your brothers and sisters. But what about that least taking a different form? Perhaps a member of your family with whom you need to reconcile. Perhaps that's how you could live in right relationship with your brothers and sisters, and so be in right relationship with God. Another way to make sure we are in right relationship with God is by getting rid of all of those things that clutter our relationship with him. We call those things sins. They're of our own making. They block the true peace that God wants to give us. When we chase after things that we think will make us happy instead of God, we lose that peace that comes from being in right relationship with him. Advent is a wonderful time to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, to go to confession in preparation for Christmas. This Tuesday, we're going to have our Advent Day of Reconciliation here at St. Mark. From 3 p.m. in the afternoon until 8 p.m. in the evening, there will be various priests available to hear your confession. We'll have brochures that will help you to go to confession if you're not sure of what to say or what to confess. The brochure will walk you through that. I know that confession can sometimes be a very scary proposition, but I always think about the fact that we're not telling God anything that he doesn't already know. He wants us to bring those burdens, to lay them down there in confession, to walk away free. We often think of confession as something that I have to do. But yes, it is. But God, on his part, confesses his love for us in confession. The greater action is on God's part, where he gives an abundance of his love back to us. And lastly, no relationship is healthy if it's a one-way street. How can we say we're in a relationship with someone with whom we rarely, if ever, communicate? The same is true of God. Prayer is so essential. We must communicate with the source of all that is good, the source of all hope and joy and peace, who desires to be close to us. So, my friends, living in right relationship with God will bring us the true peace that we desire. Through our caring for our brothers and sisters in need, through cleansing our souls, through the sacrament of reconciliation, and by talking to God every day in prayer. On this third Sunday of Advent, the liturgy tells us to rejoice, for the Lord is near. How will we respond?